Radio Texas Live. My name is Buddy Logan, making his Radio Texas Live debut tonight. Cody Jinks in the studio. Cody, man.
I need to clap too, so it sounds like there's more.
We'll add some in there too.
All right, sweet. How's it going, buddy?
Going good, man. I was talking to you a minute ago off air, and I want to publicly apologize to you because I am way too late to your music. There's some bands that just kind of slip through the cracks because, you know, like I was telling you, we are inundated with music constantly. And when I finally came around, listened to Cody Jinks, I was like, oh, God, I messed up again.
I forgive you.
You do?
Yes, and everybody will forgive you as well. That's all right, man. No, you're late to the party. You made it.
You made it, though. The party's here. and that's the thing. We've been playing Loud and Heavy now for a couple months, and I don't know if you've noticed this because you probably just get tweets and stuff, but I have never had a song get so much response on Twitter than Loud and Heavy by you, and I'll see you favorite it and tweet it, but I want you to actually see that it's coming through on our show. But from all over, South Dakota, West Texas, South Texas, Colorado, people are hearing the Loud and Heavy here and then responding, which is not something you see all the time.
Yeah, it's had a bigger national splash than we thought it was going to. A lot of really, quite honestly, unsolicited. You know that maybe some of them had previous records of ours, and when the current record Adobe Sessions came out, you know. May have gone and found it and just started spinning on its own. Yeah, it's been cool, man. We've been really, really pleased with how far out it's gotten.
Let's kick it off with it tonight. It's Loud and Heavy. Cody Jinks making his Radio Texas Live debut. Cody, you know what that means. You got five questions coming. I hope you're ready for it.
Sounds good. I'm prepping myself. I don't know what for, but I'm getting ready.
Mike and the Moon Pies on Radio Texas Live. I'm Buddy Logan. You need more Texas and Red Dirt in your life? Of course, we all do. Download the Radio Texas Live app 24/7, commercial-free Texas and Red Dirt streaming through your smartphone. Search Radio Texas Live in your App Store or Google Play.
Radio Texas Live with Buddy Logan.
Cody Jinks in the studio tonight. It's Radio Texas Live. I am Buddy Logan. Cody, this is your first time being here.
It is.
We're happy to have you.
I'm glad to be here.
I would say a longtime fan of yours, but I haven't been a longtime fan of yours. I should have been, but a short time fan of yours, and I'm really digging what you're doing, man.
That's awesome. Thank you so much, brother. I appreciate it.
The compliments are over, though. Time to play five
questions.
All right,
now he's going to drill me. The niceties are done.
Number one, Cody, we always begin with world geography. What is the capital city of the 10th largest state in America?
Oh.
for Cody Jinks.
The 10th largest state.
For Cody Jinks.
The capital city of the 10th largest. I'm going to say the 10th largest state is... This is awesome. I've never had that question ever. And I'm not going to get it, so I don't even know why I'm thinking this hard. Because I'm thinking like a Montana or a Wyoming, but I can't think of either one of their... would it be
I'm sorry, Cody. We can't give it to you, man.
Cheyenne? No, would it be Cheyenne? All right, is it Billings, Montana? Is that their capital?
Cody, Wyoming.
Cody, Wyoming. Is it really?
Yes.
For Cody Jinks.
Yes, I was trying to give it to you, man.
Oh, man. I was close.
Yes, you almost got there. You almost worked yourself to the answer, but you didn't quite get there.
Oh, man. Now I'm...
Now you're more upset with yourself, huh?
Yeah, now I'm going to mess the rest of them up because I'm ticked about the first one.
Here we go, number two. Cody Jinks, your new album, The Adobe Sessions, has been out for almost a year now. Your question, this is a building material made from earth and often organic material. The buildings this material makes is similar to rammed earth buildings and is among the earliest materials used throughout the world.
Would that be Adobe?
That is correct.
Okay.
There we go. Now you're trying. Now you're getting it.
I might have a theme here.
Number three, true or false, 12-carat gold piece is considered half gold.
I'm going to say true.
That is correct.
Okay.
Good job.
All right.
Cody, you got a feeling for five questions?
I'm getting there.
All right, we're going to come back and get the last two.
Sounds good.
We're going to put you on ice, man.
All right.
Cody Jinks hanging out tonight on Radio Texas Live. Cody Jinks in the studio with us tonight. It's Radio Texas Live. Cody, we had our fact checkers go over, and the question we asked you about the 10th largest, the capital of the 10th largest state, we got it incorrect.
Yes.
Our answer was Cody, and I think we got so far on track of thinking it was such a great question that we forgot to check to make sure Cody was actually the capital of Wyoming.
But I still think that...
We're going to give it to you. We're going to give you the whole point.
I'm going to get the whole point.
Because the actual answer was Cheyenne, but we thought it was Cody, and that's my bad. That's my bad. We need to check better.
Sweet.
So you're two for two. You're two for three. You're three for three.
I'm three for three. Yes.
All right, man. You're rolling, man.
Okay.
All right, here we go. Number four. Reaching levels of up to 188 decibels that could travel many miles underwater, what is the loudest animal on Earth. Coincidentally, it is also the heaviest.
If it's the heaviest animal, I was going to say a whale, but if it's the heaviest, it's got to be a blue whale.
The blue whale, that is exactly right.
The largest living thing, right?
Ever. Yeah, even bigger than the dinosaurs.
This thing, yeah, huge. It dinosaurs are big. We have kids, so we've been studying dinosaurs, dude.
It's loud and heavy.
Loud and heavy, man.
There you go. All right. And number five. Cody, the Major League Baseball playoffs are happening right now. You a baseball fan?
I am. Yeah. Oh, gosh.
You upset?
Yes.
Yeah.
My Rangers.
Yeah, it's sad.
No.
But, dude, it was a great turnaround season for them.
It was. We have a lot to look forward to.
Yes, definitely. All right, your question. What year was the first World Series played? Multiple choice. 1893, 1903, or 1913?
1903.
That is correct. Cody, you know what you just did?
Went 5 for 5?
You just got 5 out of 5.
Woo!
This is getting American Aquarium was here and they got 5 for 5.
I kind of had some help. I had a little bit of help. But
well, we screwed up the question. So
you have to give. It's like if the police officer messes something up on your ticket, it's inadmissible.
It's dismissed.
Okay, it's dismissed.
5 for 5.
Question one was dismissed. 5 for 5.
Not many people get 5 out of 5. I think we're getting too easy on our questions.
No,
it's good.
No, that's good for me.
Cody Jinks in the studio. We're going to play some more tracks off your album, The Adobe Sessions. Stay close. Cody Jinks in the studio with us tonight. It's Radio Texas Live. I am Buddy Logan. Cody, loving your music, man.
Thank you, man. Thank you so much. Again, thank you for having me.
I'm late to the game, but I'm late to the party, but I'm glad that I showed up. Cody, folks like, you, Sturgill Simpson, Chris Stapleton, you're really bringing back credibility in country music. And some people might say restoring faith. For the average country music fan, you actually got to go out on tour with Sturgill this past summer.
I did a couple dates with him. It was a lot of fun, man.
Metamodern Sounds is my favorite album of my lifetime.
It's wonderful. It's played around our house by my wife mostly. She's a huge fan. So there's usually some Sturgill. If my wife's got the radio on, it's usually Sturgill, Jason Boland, or Walt Wilkins.
Some good music right there. Is your wife a country music fan?
Oh yeah, she's pretty diehard.
Did she get to meet Sturgill?
She did. Yeah, it was funny. Our dressing rooms were right across from each other, and he happened to be walking out of his the same time my wife and I were walking out of our dressing room, and everybody just kind of stopped, and the three of us were just kind of sitting there looking at each other, but really because my wife had, without knowing it, had dropped her jaw, and. I thought the whole situation was funny, so I didn't say anything.
You just
so
let it happen?
My wife's standing there with her jaw open, looking at Sturgill, and he's looking back at her and then looking back at me, and I'm waiting right until it's about to be uncomfortable.
Right.
I'm giggling on the inside.
Right.
And finally, she didn't say anything, and he was just sitting there like, okay. And I was like, hey, dude, I'm Cody. We're opening for you tonight. This is my wife. You know.
It's funny because Sturgill's not a huge star yet, and people don't know his name everywhere.
Right.
But he has this gravity about him that would elicit that kind of response. I was the same way. I got to meet Sturgill, and I was exactly the same way. My wife, who doesn't like country music, loves Sturgill Simpson.
Yeah.
And we got to meet him before a show or after a show at Billy Bob's. Yeah. And it was basically the exact same thing. We're just staring at him. He's just the nicest guy in the world.
He's super nice, and he doesn't carry himself as being a big star or whatever.
Yeah.
Although
definitely deserving of biggest of stars.
Yeah, he's out there, he's making some waves right now.
Cody Jinks with us tonight. Let's play some Sturgill. Let's do Turtle. What do you want to do? You want to do something else?
Man.
What's your favorite? Metamodern Sound.
Let's do... Can you do Living the Dream?
Let's do it.
All right.
We can do it. Living the Dream. Sturgill Simpson. We got more with Cody Jinks coming up. Awesome to have him here tonight. Cody Jinks making his Radio Texas Live debut. Cody, man, thanks for being here.
Again, thank you, man. I'm glad to be here.
The new album, and it's not even new. It's almost a year old, your Adobe Sessions album.
Yeah, we hate that, too, because it's still new to me. I know it's not new.
Right.
But, yeah.
Do you still call
current
it,
record?
Do you still call it new when
I
you're
do.
In shows?
I do still
I
call
it's okay.
it. I do. But, but it's about to become... Adobe Sessions again, because we're gearing up, man. We're going to be going into the studio December. Uh-huh. It looks like to start what will be a new record. So
are you going to the same studios?
Going to the same studio. We're going back to Sonic Ranch. It's out near El Paso. It's out in the middle of a several thousands of acres. It's a pecan plantation, and the guy that owns the pecan plantation decided years back he wanted to start a studio, and he did, and he started the coolest studio I have ever recorded in. We had a blast, and I don't like the recording process. It stresses me out.
Right, I can imagine. Like,
but out there was just really comfortable. It was the most comfortable place I've ever been. So we decided to cut the next record out there as well.
So are we looking at an Adobe Sessions Volume 2 situation here?
Yeah, I'm throwing the idea around, because that was one of the things when I called management and everything. I said, look, I want to go back in. Give me some time. I don't care when it is, but I want it in that same room again.
Yeah.
I want that same room.
Kind of tap back into the magic.
Yeah.
There was some magic, man.
There was some magic. There was, and that's something, obviously you can't recreate it, but you can certainly go back in there and know what you did, as far as sounds that you got and things engineering-wise that we can go back in and try to make another good record.
Very cool. Cody Jinks with us. Stay close. More coming up. Cody Jinks with us tonight. It's Radio Texas Live. Cody, you really are bringing back a country music sound to country music. I think it's something that's been a long time coming, and people are really happy about that.
Yeah, I don't think at this point you can reinvent the wheel at anything. Especially music. Chords being chords, going back as long as there have been chords. So trying to keep just that kind of country music thing going, the stuff that I grew up on, the stuff that,
What did you grow up on? Who were you influenced by?
Mostly your outlaw guys, your Merles, your Willies, your Johnnies and your Waylands, and, I love the big baritone voices like Randy Travis and Keith Whitley.
I was going to say this, and I didn't want to because I'm afraid to make a comparison,
yeah.
But there's something about a couple of your songs that remind me of Randy Travis.
Oh, man, yeah. I Randy Travis, Keith Whitley, and Merle Haggard were probably the three guys, at least vocally, that I really tried to, I guess you could say model your voice, you know, after. I just always loved that big, full, baritone and that's why I like, guys like Bolan. Bolan's got that.
Love Bolan's
just
voice,
that,
man.
That big, deep, powerful voice. Trying to do things the right way in terms of, not pissing off the music gods.
Radio Texas, live with Buddy Logan.
Cody Jinks in the studio. Cody, it's been awesome, man. You're fixing to wrap up your Texas tour here. You were in San Angelo last night.
Yeah.
And you're going to be in Austin, if you guys are listening on Coke FM, coming up October 29th at Stubbs.
Stubbs, love Stubbs.
Make the trip out to see him live. I've yet to see you live in concert. I want to see you live. I might be going down to Stubbs,
man,
for the show.
It's hard to beat Stubbs, man. That's a cool joint.
It is a cool. I saw Dwight Yoakam there.
Oh, no kidding.
It's probably been close to 10 years ago now.
Right,
I can't believe
on.
I was going to say 5 years ago. No.
That guy just keeps being awesome.
He is, right?
That guy is so cool.
So awesome. So if you guys get a chance, check him out. October 29th, Stubbs in Austin. Cody Jinks, the album, the Adobe Sessions. Let's play one more off it, man. What you want to do?
Sounds good. The last single that we had off of, it's called We're Gonna Dance.
All right, cool. You want to tell us about it or just let the song speak
well,
for itself?
I could tell you something funny about it.
All right, let's see.
It's a love song. It's meant, in the regards of, I've been away and, I'm coming back. We're just going to lock the house up, move the couch, and just dance in the living room, something that all females would probably find
romantic. Yes.
I was looking for the right word because I'm not that very often.
Right.
So what was that word again? Romantic. Yeah.
Yes, that's it.
But I actually can't dance, so
I can't dance.
Play rhythm, guitar, and do this. I was like, no, I can't dance. I was born with two left feet. My mother and father dance and still dance, and that's how they met. That's how I got here. But but I can't dance, so I totally fabricated a story. This really romantic story that the ladies love. I never dance with my wife. So,
but according to this song, you dance with your wife.
According to this song, yeah, I'm a very good dancer and romantic. I lied twice.
two lies, one song.
Two lies in one song.
Awesome. Cody Jinks, you guys, check him out. Jinks is J-I-N-K-S. The new album, Adobe Sessions, isn't quite so new. Good stuff. Cody, thank you so much for stopping by. Now.
Hey, it's my pleasure. Thank you so much again for having me, buddy. I hope I can stop by again sometime.
Always.
RTX Live with Buddy Logan.